5-year-old went into the water after he was seen leaning over railings at Chelsea Bridge on the night a mother was left with life-changing injuries. The union representing junior doctors in England says it will consider calling off the next strike if NHS bosses allow more time for talks. A 5-day walkout's due to start on February 24th in the long-running pay row. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan says he intends to form a new government from inside jail. His rival Nawaz Sharif is also claiming victory in the country's general election. Parkrun's been defending the removal of names of fastest runners from its website and data such as speed records. It's faced criticism for allowing transgender women to take part in the female category of the 5K event. The organisation says it wants to remove barriers. These competitors say the move is over the top.
I think it's more of a hot topic when it comes to Olympics. So I think people have got to remember as well that it is just a bit of a get-together, a bit of fun.
You either try and beat them or you go elsewhere. You do another park run somewhere else. There are very, very few of them.
Sports. Scotland are looking to make it 2 wins from 2 in the Six Nations. They're facing France at Murrayfield and Stuart Cameron is watching.
Scotland 13, France 10 is the score at the moment. Fairly even, have to be fair. Scotland edging the scoreboard with a converted try by Ben White and 2 penalties by Finn Russell to a Gael Fico try for France, converted by Ramos, who also kicked a penalty. Antonio has gone to the bin. We're just a minute from halftime. Scotland 13, France 10.
England host Wales later. Manchester City's 2-0 win over Everton has taken them to the top of the Premier League. Liverpool will go back above them if they beat Burnley. That's the latest. I'm Fada Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's been a rotten week, isn't it? And it's going to continue wet through this afternoon and this evening. 95% chance of rain, it says. So it's going to rain for quite a bit. It's going to ease up through the night. And tomorrow is going to be dry, shock horror, getting up to 10 degrees. That's your local weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Welcome to Phoenix Sports. Yeah, welcome to Phoenix Sport here on Phoenix FM with me, Andy Gardner. I'm sitting in for John Chubb, who's away this weekend. He'll be back, all being well, on Thursday for non-league hour and then back in this chair again next Saturday. So quite a bit, despite the weather and quite a few football matches being called off, we still have a lot going on. We have got, as you've just heard in the news, Six Nations rugby going on. We've got the return of Rugby League, Betfred Challenge Cup. Resuming today, we have the Asian Cup final, Jordan Qatar, taking place, kicking off right now actually, and we're following our Essex teams as they hunt for Wembley glory in the FA Vars. Romford playing the biggest game of their life. Their chairman said this morning they go to Hilltop in the Vars, and Tilbury host North Greenford. Unfortunately, Great Wakering Rovers, that match fell to the weather. They're going to try again next weekend for that one. And in the FA Trophy, the last team standing for Essex is Averley, and they've got a tough one today at Bromley. We'll be following that one. Also in the Premier League, a big match down at the bottom, Luton, Sheffield United. Big match in the Championship, the Yorkshire Derby, Leeds, aiming to go into the playoffs against the bottom club, Rotherham. League One, the big one, bottom versus top, Carlisle versus Portsmouth. League Two, another one, big one there, Wrexham Bradford, which used to be a staple league fixture, but they haven't met in the league since 2008. And in the Scottish Cup, Aberdeen play Bonnie Rigg Rose. Now that's Neil Warnock's home debut for Aberdeen. You might remember that Aberdeen were giant killed last year by Darvel. It can't happen again this year, surely, under Neil Warnock. So be keeping an eye on that one. And they're also, of course, England Wales in the Six Nations will only be able to cover the first half of that one. So we've got all that to come, plus my racing tips. And I've got to give you the first one now because it's going off in 10 minutes. You might remember the last time I did this, they were terrible picks. But let's see if we can get a better one this time. So this is Newbury, the 315. I'm going for Lucia in the 315 and 350 also at Newbury, making your mind up. So we're going to be following those a bit later on. So we're going to get straight in after this song with some football to kick off.
When I met you, you were so unique. You had a little thing I'd love to keep, and every movement carried much mystique. I knew right then I'd carry on. To you I knew my heart belongs. And know you, you give me something, something that nobody else can give. And my heart started thumping. You know now you're the one I truly know I did. Like the sunbeams from a perfect summer day. Heaven only seems a step away. When I'm with you, I just celebrate. I'm hoping my message gets through. There's never been someone like you. I had nobody but on you I lean. 'Cause you got these little things that I know I've never seen. You know now.
Jemiroquai there, and you give me something. So earlier action from earlier state in the Premier League saw Manchester City go probably temporarily back to the top of the Premier League. They beat Everton 2-0 with both goals from Erling Haaland on his return from a long injury. And the first goal of the afternoon kickoffs has gone in at Craven Cottage. Fulham lead AFC Bournemouth 1-0. The goal from Bobby Di Cordova-Reed after 5 minutes. In the Championship, Ipswich and West Brom played out a 2-2 draw earlier on. And that is it for the Premier League for now. In the Six Nations rugby, we have Wales taking on England later on. But Scotland at the moment lead France at half-time 13-10. France looking to bounce back from that Very disappointing home drubbing they got last week. Right, there'll be some music in between all the goals and horse racing and rugby, etc. And next up, we've got The Last Dinner Party. They are the band that's everywhere this year. And their debut album came out last week, and it has gone straight into the UK charts at number one. Prelude to Ecstasy. This is on it. This is called Burn Alive. Last Dinner Party there, number one in the UK album chart. Now, the first of the afternoon's goals have gone in after mentioning that Fulham won earlier on. In League Two, it's Walsall 0, Newport County 1. And in the National League Two, to talk about there, Dagenham Redbridge 1, Oxford City 0, Dorking Wanderers 0, FC Halifax Town 1. National League South, St Albans 1, Taunton Town 0. And Blackburn Rovers in the Championship, they dispensed with their manager Jad Donald Thomason last night, but they've gone in front 1-0 over Stoke City through Tyrese Dolan after 7 minutes. And in League One, it's Port Vale 1, Stevenage 0. And in League One, staying in League One, Mohamed Issa has scored for the visitors Exeter. They lead 1-0 at Wigan Athletic. And in League Two, it's Grimsby 0, Stockport County, the leaders 1. So a good start for the leaders. National League South, Bath City 1, Dartford 0. And in the big Yorkshire derby in the Championship, probably no surprise that Leeds have gone in front against Rotherham. They do look doomed to the drop there, Rotherham. But you never know in local derbies. Leeds have gone in front early on. And the champions elect, is that right to call them that already? Leicester, they're 1-0 up at Watford on manager Enzo Maresca's birthday. So a good birthday for him so far. Leighton Orient, they're on a great run and they have a tricky looking fixture today, but they are 1-0 up already at Oakwell against Barnsley. Rula Sotiriel scoring after 10 minutes. And in National League South, Tunbridge Angels 0, Yeovil Town 1. And another one, probably no surprise, Forest Green Rovers, bottom of League 2, trailing at home to Mansfield, who are second, I believe, this morning. Yes, they are. Ollie Clark opening the scoring after 12 minutes. Staying in League 2, MK Dons 0, Action Stanley 1. And that is it for the moment. Got to do some ads, and there'll be more after this.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 0127 714 447 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Right, I've got someone following Hutton versus Clapton on the local match today in the Thurlow Nun. That game, obviously beating weather because it's on the New Lodge artificial surface. And also going to have a report from Jack Patmore, one which maybe surprisingly beat the weather, was Canvey Island versus Billericay Town. That one we'll be hearing from Jack at half time. Here's the Killers.
So
That was The Killers, and that was from the Phoenix A-list. That track was called Spirit. Now, on Tuesday night, I headed down to Lewis on the coast to see Billericay Town, and a match there which was really badly affected by the strong winds and heavy rain. And it turned out to be quite a match when this happened.
On the Billericay goal. Billericay have got forwards. Oh my! Jake Elliott with another own goal. And that is one of the most shocking and extraordinary own goals. Just as I was mentioning, the wind had an impact. Arguably, you could say it had an impact there on Elliott's pass back to Nathan Harvey.
Yeah, we had one of the most amazing own goals I've ever seen, scored by Lewis's Jake Elliott. And incredibly, it's the second time he's scored an own goal this season against Billericay. He scored in the New Lodge defeat as well. It was just a heavy back pass in strong winds, which beat the goalkeeper. It is on YouTube. Check it out on the Lewis channel. Certainly a night I won't forget. Billericay won 3-0. I say they're at Canvey today, and we'll be keeping a check on that one. Now we've got some more goals going in. One in the Championship to start off with. Bristol City 1-0 up at Middlesbrough. In League 2, it's AFC Wimbledon 1, Barrow 0. And the League 2 leaders, Stockport, are going well again. They're now 2-0 up at Grimsby Town. Also going well in League 2. Is Newport County. They've got a second already this afternoon at Walsall. St Albans also notching a second in the National League South early doors, 2-0 ahead of Taunton. And we're going to find out a lot today about Tottenham's progress under Ange Postecoglou, but they are behind at the moment to Brighton thanks to a Pascal Gross penalty after 16 minutes. And Bristol City have just doubled their lead at Middlesbrough, 2-0 there. And if we were looking for a shock in the Scottish Cup, maybe it won't come at Pittodrie. Aberdeen have gone in front on Neil Warnock's home debut, 1-0 against Bonnyrigg Rose Athletic from League 2. And it was their top scorer Bojan Miovski scoring inevitably for the home side. In the National League South, Worthing 1, Dover 0. League 1, Blackpool 1, Oxford 0. And in the Isthmian League North, Witham Town 1, Ipswich Wanderers 0. Frederick King scoring for the home side. And there's going to be some action in the Vars as well, which I've got to look into as well. Tunbury Angels 0, Yeovil Town 2 in the National League South. And Felixstowe and Walton 1, Walthamstow 0. That's in the Isthmian League North. Felixstowe going well. They're second in the table. Samuel Ford with that one. And Blackburn have gone 2-0. Maybe the answer is to sack the manager. Blackburn 2-0 up on Stoke City. Sammy Smodic scoring the second one there. And Grimsby have pulled one back against Stockport County, the leaders. Grimsby 1, Stockport 2. National League South, Torquay 1, Slough 0. And Tunbridge 1, Yeovil Town 2. What else have we got there? This is Isthmian League Premier Division. Very important, this one, because Billericay are just a point behind Chatham. Chatham in second at the moment, but Chatham are 1-0 up against struggling Margate. Jamie Yiller with the goal after 22 minutes. And finally, before we go for the travel, Worthing 2, Dover 0, National League South, and League 1, Blackpool 1, Oxford 1. So let's do the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, the roads are pretty good. It was really easy coming from Billericay to Brentwood today. I wish it was like that on Monday afternoons. The problems, though, are on the rail, where Liverpool Street is closed. So if you're going to London, C2C is your best bet, but everything's going to Fenchurch Street, but it is running. But not such good news on the Greater Anglia line, because the whole line is out once you get to Shenfield. So if you're coming from Chelmsford and Norwich, Ipswich, you can get to Shenfield. Then you've got to pick up a replacement bus to Newbury Park. And the South End line is completely closed, so you have to get a replacement bus all the way there to Newbury Park. So it's difficult, and that's going to be for every weekend in February, so bear that in mind. Tubes, okay, a few delays here due to shortage of trains, which a bit mystifying to me, but that's what the TfL are saying about some delays on the Central Line particularly at the moment. So roads are looking pretty good. A few roadworks coming through to Brentwood High Street. But other than that, it's looking pretty good out there. Here's a bit of Adam and the Ants. Charming there, Adam and the Ants. FA Vars update for you, mentioning the big match for Romford. The chairman, Steve Gardner, says their biggest game in their history today. They're just two matches from Wembley and into the last 16 stage. But their match at Hilltop has been delayed by 15 minutes, so that one's just about getting underway now. And there was an early kickoff there, and there's a half-time score from Jersey, where it is Jersey Balls nil, Falmouth 1. Right, some more goals going in, and we've got a goal in the Asian Cup final today, and it's an early penalty for Qatar. So it's Jordan 0, Qatar 1. Akram Afif after 21 minutes from the spot. Aberdeen have doubled their lead in the Scottish Cup on Neil Warnock's home debut against Bonnyrigg Rose Athletic, and it is that man Bojan Miovski again with the two goals for him so far this afternoon. Another one gone in the Isthmian League North. Bury Town, who are going really well. That's a big game, actually, because they're in the playoff positions and Heybridge are just underneath. And Heybridge have just equalised through Lewis Watson. It's 1-1 in that game. I must have missed the home side's early goal when in early doors. In League 2, it's Wimbledon 2, Barrow 0. Omar Bougiel getting the second for the home side. And Dorking have equalised in the National League against FC Halifax Town. It's 1-1 there. FA Trophies, Welling United 0, Barnet 1. And in the Championship, big game for a struggling QPR, but they've gone in front against Norwich City there. And a goal in one of our feature games today in the Isthmian League Premier Division. Canvey Island 1, Billericay Town 0. The much-travelled Sam Higgins scoring for the home side after 28 minutes. We'll hear about that at half-time. And in the Scottish Championship, it's Partick Thistle 1, Livingston 0. Here's Noel Gallagher's High-Flying Birds.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, it's not been a good start for Billericay Town this afternoon. Not only have they just conceded at Canvey Island to a Sam Higgins goal, they're now down to 10 men. And Adam Leathers has been sent off in the first half, so that's not good for Billericay. They can't afford to lose that one with Chatham in front in their game against Margate. Right, the big game in the Premier League down at the bottom today, and it's Luton nil, Sheffield United 1. And a big goal that for United, scored by Cameron Archer on the half-hour mark. And Liverpool will be going back to the top. They were temporarily replaced by Manchester City about an hour ago, but Liverpool looking to go back top, leading Burnley 1-0 with a goal from Diogo Jota after 31 minutes. In the National League, the runaway leaders, Chesterfield, were 19 points clear at start of day. They've just scored against Ebbsfleet, but Ebbsfleet actually went in front early doors, so it's 1-1 there. And another one going in the Championship is Cardiff 0, Preston North End 1 through Emil Rees after half an hour. National League South, FA Cup giant killers Maidstone United 1, Hemel Hempstead 0. And Chesterfield, who I just told you had gone behind early doors to Ebbsfleet, now turned it around and lead 2-1 against Ebbsfleet. And that is actually turns out to be their game in hand, because it is a FA Trophy weekend. So they could go 22 clear tonight. Isthmian League Pro Division, Hastings United 0, Lewis, who I mentioned earlier, 1. Calvin Lubombo Kalala with the goal for the visitors there. And another goal in the Premier League. It's gone to the visitors, Brentford, on a terrible run, but they've gone in front at Inform Wolves through Christian Norgaard after 35 minutes. And it's Lincoln 0, Fleetwood 1 in League 1. Promise Omakiri has scored that goal. And let's have a quick check-in, shall we, at the rugby. It is tense at Murrayfield. Scotland lead France by 3 points. 13-10 is the score there. With another one to come later on. England, of course, at 4:45. And today, Rugby League returns. And kicking off is the Betfred Challenge Cup. And there's a couple of finals already in here. Barrow Raiders 10, Oldham 22. Cornwall 10, York Acorn 18. And two latests, Siddle 6, Wakefield Trinity 64, and Sheffield Eagles 82, Newcastle Thunder 12. There's a big one there that kicked off at 2:30. I haven't got the score at the moment, but Hammersmith Hills Hoists are hosting West's Warriors. Bit of a mouthful there. And the winners of that one will make history. They'll be the first team from the Southern League to go into the next stage. So I'll be keeping a check on that one. Here's a bit of rock for you from Rainbow.
Oh,
That's Rainbow and I Surrender on Phoenix FM. Some more goals to tell you about. Just give you an update on one of my horse racing picks. Now, unfortunately, I've got some bad luck here because the one I picked at Newbury, which was running this morning, Lucia, it unfortunately was a non-runner in the end. So, I'll pick another one. But I've got another one coming up at 3:50, which is called Making Your Mind Up, another one at Newbury. Keep a check on that one later. A couple more goals to tell you about and a shock one in the Championship. Well, Southampton, on that massive unbeaten run, they are behind to Huddersfield at home, 1-0 to the visitors. Isthmian League, Premier Division, hashtag United, Neil Cole, Charlton 2. They're going well, the visitors in that league. Joseph Bell with the second goal for the visitors. And going even better are Blackburn in the Championship. They've now got third against Stoke. Tyrese Dolan with his second of the half. And Sheffield United as well, going well in that big one down there. Luton, the form team down there, but they are 2-0 down to the visitors. And a red card at Northampton in League One. It's gone to the visitors, George Thomason, for Bolton Wanderers. League One, Wickham 1, Peterborough 0. And in the National League, Dagenham and Redbridge lead struggling Oxford City by 2-0. And there's a goal back for Stoke. Couldn't get much worse for them in that first half an hour, but they have pulled one back now at Blackburn, trail 3-1. And a goal for Plymouth. That's a long journey for them today up to Sunderland, but they've been rewarded with a goal in that one, our goal lead by 1-0. And Canvey Island having a great half against Billericay Town, now 2-0 up against the 10 men of Billericay. Sam Higgins has scored his second on the afternoon. And in League Two, Newport County lead Walsall by 3-0. And in the Isthmian League Prem, Hornchurch, the leaders. It doesn't look like anyone's going to catch them. They're 1-0 up in a big game today at Dulwich Hamlet. Ollie Muldoon scoring after 39 minutes. Championship, Cardiff City 0, Preston North End 2. National League, Eastleigh 0, AFC Fylde 1. Isthmian League North, Maldon Tiptree 2, Redbridge 0. Terrell Egbury with the second for Maldon. And National League, Altrincham 1, Rochdale 0. And finally, in this segment, Boreham Wood 1, Maidenhead 0.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen, and I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
A couple of shot goals have gone in, particularly at Anfield, where the visitors Burnley have equalised on half-time against Liverpool. It's 1-1 there, and it was Dara O'Shea scoring on the stroke of half-time. And another one that's causing a bit of a stir is the one for Huddersfield. They're now 2-0 up on Southampton and have got that long unbeaten run in the Championship. Good news this for Leeds, who could go second, I believe, tonight. I'll have to check the table at half-time. In League One, Bristol Rovers 0, Burton 1. National League South, St Albans 3, Taunton 0. Scottish Cup, Kilmarnock 1, Cove Rangers 0. That was Marley Watkins on half-time. Aberdeen 2, Bonnyrigg Rose 0 is a confirmed half-time score now. And we'll be going through the half-times shortly, a little update from you from New Lodge, where I've got my man, my son. He's at New Lodge to see Hutton against Clapton in the Thurlow Nunn South Division. Not much to report. Clapton had a few dangerous free kicks and a shot which went over the bar. Hutton lacking any threat in front of goal in the first half. So it's Hutton 0, Clapton 0 at half-time. But keep a check on the big game there. Dunmo, probably the best team I've seen in that league so far this season. They're hosting the team in second place, Clapton CFC, who I visited last week at the Old Spotted Dog Ground when they played Hutton. Keep a check on that one in a few moments. Right, here's a track for you. I'm going to be playing some local artists and some guests that have come into the studio. And this one is Blue Scar and teaming up with Amy Britannia, and recent guests on Michelle Ward's Eat My Brunch show the other week. And Michelle's been off sick last week. Hopefully she'll be back to fighting fitness on Monday. But this is Blue Scar and Amy Britannia. This is Underwater. Blue Scar, and that one's called Underwater. Blue Scar teaming up there with Amy Britannia. Right, so a few more football scores to give you about. These are confirmed half times now. In the FA Trophy, it's the last team standing for Essex at Averley. There we've got a tricky one today at National League. Bromley, but they're doing okay. It's 0-0 at the moment. I believe it has to be sorted today. So it would be a penalty shootout if that one remains level. And in the Vars, three Essex teams left in the last 16. The match between Hilltop and Romford delayed. Still a bit to go in that first half. And the others, Great Wakering Rovers, that one was postponed. They'll try next Saturday. And that leaves the other one. It's 0-0 at the moment. Tilbury against North Greenford. Now in the Premier League, earlier on, Manchester City went to the top of the league, beating Everton 2-0 with two goals from Erling Haaland in the second half. The rest are half times, and the only home team to lead at the moment are Fulham. Been out of form since beating Arsenal at the right at the end of the year. They're leading Bournemouth 2-0 through Reed and Moonies. Liverpool 1, Burnley 1, Luton 0, Sheffield United 2, Tottenham 0, Brighton 1, Wolves 0, Brentford 1. In the Championship, a result from earlier was Ipswich 2, West Brom 2. And half times, Blackburn, who dispensed with their manager John Dow Thomason last night. They lead Stoke 3-1. Cardiff City 0, Preston North End 2. Hull City 0, Swansea 1. Leeds 1, Rotherham 0. Middlesbrough 0, Bristol City 2. Queen's Park Rangers 1, Norwich 0. Southampton 0, Huddersfield 2. Real shock on the cards there. Sunderland 0, Plymouth 1. Watford 0, Leicester the leaders 1. In the Africa Cup of Nations, tonight it's South Africa against DR Congo. That's the third, fourth playoff at 8 o'clock. And the Asian Cup final is at half, just entering half time. Jordan 0, Qatar 1. And in the Women's FA Cup, one result from earlier. Leicester City 6, Birmingham City Women 2. Tottenham played Charlton at 5:15. In League 1, half times, Barnsley 0, Leighton Orient 1. Blackpool 1, Oxford 1, Bristol Rovers 0, Burton Albion 1, Cambridge 0, Cheltenham 0, Carlisle the bottom club 0, Portsmouth the leaders 0, Derby 0, Shrewsbury 0, Lincoln 0, Fleetwood Town 1, Northampton 1, 10 men Bolton 0, Port Vale 1, Stevenage 0, Reading 0, Charlton 0, Wigan 0, Exeter 1, Wickham 1, Peterborough 0. In League 2, it's AFC Wimbledon 2, Barrow 0, Crewe 0, Crawley Town 0, Doncaster 1, Tranmere Rovers 0, Forest Green Rovers, the bottom club 0, Mansfield Town 1, Grimsby Town 0, Stockport County, the leaders 3, Harrogate Town 0, Colchester 0, MK Dons 0, Accrington Stanley 1, Morecambe 1, Sutton United 0, Swindon Town 0, Salford City 0, Walsall 0, Newport County 3, and Wrexham 0, Bradford City 0. National League, not a full run of games today because of the FA Trophy, but we've got Altrincham 1, Rochdale 0, Borehamwood 1, Maidenhead 0, Chesterfield the leaders 2, Ebbsfleet 1, Dagenham Redbridge 3, Oxford City 0, Dorking 1, FC Halifax Town 2, Eastleigh 0, AFC Fylde 1, and Southend United 0, York City 0. In the trophy, we've already told you Bromley 0, Averley 0, Chorley 0, Solihull Moors 3, Hampton Richmond 0, Macclesfield 0, Hereford 0, Gateshead 0, Peterborough Sports 0, Kidderminster Harriers 0, Wealdstone against Hendon was postponed, Welling 0, Barnet 1, and we go down to the National League South, Bath City 1, Dartford 0, Chelmsford 0, Weymouth 0, Chippenham Town 0, Braintree 0, Maidstone 1, Harrow Hempstead 0, St Albans 3, Taunton 0, Tunbridge Angels 1, Yeovil Town 2, Torquay 1, Slough Town 1, Worthing 3, Dover 1. Scottish Cup, on Neil Warnock's home debut at Pittodrie, it's Aberdeen 2, Bonnyrigg Rose 0, Inverness 0, Hibs 0, Kilmarnock 1, Cove Rangers 0, Partick Thistle 1, Livingston 0, and Rangers will take on Ayr United at 5:30. What else have we got for you? Scottish Championship, Dunfermline 0, Queen's Park 0, and in Scottish 1, Alloa 0, Stirling 0, Hamilton 0, Annan Athletic 1, Kelty Hearts 0, Queen of the South 0, Montrose 3, Edinburgh City 0. In the League 2, Dumbarton 2, Forfar 1, East Fife 1, Stenhouse Muir 1, Stranraer 0, Clyde 0, and the Spartans 0, Elgin City 0. Back after this.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.